This is GIS News. Coming up, GSAT to undergo changes for 2015 sitting. New regulations governing closed season for spiny lobsters becoming effective April 1. And Trelawney yam farmers urged to submit proposal for yam juice factory. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come out. Sometime we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been a life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Structural changes will be made to the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, starting next year to boost the reasoning abilities of students. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the changes will prepare children to think more critically rather than just memorizing texts.
Memory is the lowest form of intelligence. Judgment and critical choice are higher order skills. And therefore, we're not dumbing down your children by changing GSAT. What we're doing is trying to build up their competencies and play upon the skills of natural intelligence that you, the teachers, are so able to deal with. And the exam is going to change bit by bit until about 2017 when it has a different format, a different function.
Minister Thwaite was addressing a recent meeting of the Mona Heights Primary Parent Teachers Association. Come April 1, the annual closed season for spiny lobsters will begin, and new regulations governing the season will become effective. Our reporter Camilla Guthrie has more.
Under the new regulations, individuals or entities may have spiny lobsters, spiny lobster parts, or products for storage, sale, or other purposes during the closed season. However, for this to happen, a signed declaration showing the quantity, description, and the address where the lobsters are being stored must be sent to the licensing authority by March 31. The information provided will be verified by a fishery inspector, after which a certificate of storage will be issued. Spiny lobsters in storage during the period April 1 to 21, which have been declared to the licensing authority, may be sold, exported, or processed during that period. After April 21, it will be illegal for anyone to have any species of spiny lobsters, spiny lobster parts, or products in their possession. Failure to comply with the regulations will result in the seizure of the products and prosecution under the law. Reporting for GIS News, I am Camilla Guthrie.
Minister of State with responsibility for primary health care, Luther Buchanan, has advised a group of farmers to submit a formal proposal for a yam juice factory on the grounds of the Albertown Health Center in Trelawney. The Stettin Community Farmers Group recently wrote to the minister requesting that they be allowed access to a section of the property on which the health center is located to build a processing plant. The farmers say the plant could provide direct and indirect employment to about 1,000 residents. Minister Buchanan, who was on a tour of the Albertown and Ulster Spring Health Centers in Trelawney, met with the group last Thursday. The state minister told the farmers that the proposal was in line with the government's thrust for rural development. He advised that the formal proposal should include the level of emissions expected from the plant, as well as noise and waste management provisions. And director of the University of Technology UTech Center for the Arts, Dr. Janice Lindsay, is reminding young people that they can maximize their earning potential by capitalizing on Jamaica's rich cultural heritage. Dr. Lindsay says the youth must realize that Jamaica's rich culture, which includes art, dance, drama, and music, can provide them with a competitive income.
I think we see dancing as just a romping shop, eh? And it is so much more. It's a very, very critical part of who we are as a people, and it's a very saleable element of our intangible asset. Dance is taking us to parts of the globe that other people can just dream about getting. And this is essentially what we're celebrating.
Dr. Lindsay was speaking with GIS News at UTech's annual literary festival and cultural showcase held on the grounds of the institution on Thursday. That was GIS News. I'm Intros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.